Hi, this is an interview with Slavko Vasilevich, and his wife Frida Vasilevich is assisting with the interview in April 2008 in Fargo, North Dakota. This is regarding Slavko's experience as a Serbian during World War II. Frida and Slavko are both now U.S. citizens.
With the umlaut on the top.
And I ask with an umlaut.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Or the S.
And so how far is that from Belgrade?
So that's 200 miles.
South?
South of Belgrade.
Due south? Or
Straight south. Straight
okay.
south.
So how old were you when you joined the military?
I was 18.
And what year was that?
Oh, 19... I got to think that there was 1938 or 40.
1938 or 40.
Let's say 1938.
Okay, 1938. So you were born, is that right? No, you weren't born in 1920.
I was born 1960.
So are you 87 right now?
No, yes. Oh, yes.
Frida, how old is your husband?
91.
91, all right, no.
So he was born in what year?
1916.
So he was 18 when he joined the military?
No.
No, he was
when
older.
When did you join the military?
I was 18.
Oh, he went to military school then.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So in 1934 it would have been that you joined military school? So you were in military school?
See, I was, I was. He didn't remember anymore.
Excuse me, where are the maps of Yugoslavia?
Do you remember hearing anything about Hitler?
Sure. About Adolf. I personally remember it when I was in gymnasium.
Okay.
In school. And we heard about dictator Hitler.
Okay.
And then the dangers he's creating all over Europe.
Okay.
And it really happened. And then the Nazis, they occupied Yugoslavia in 1938.
Okay.
And then, by those days, I think I was already prisoner of war in 19... No, pardon me. Let me straighten out.
41, honey.
41, yeah.
So from 38 to 41, you were fighting in the war.
Yeah, fighting in the war. The Hitler was in Hungary, in Romania, Yugoslavia.
Class of 1938-1940.
Okay, thank you. 38 to 40. Now let me look at this map. Hold on here. I'm going to ask you something. Okay, so you knew when you were in the military academy it was not looking very good. You had a good idea that you were going to go to war?
Absolutely. Well, we were sure. We were 100%.
Sure that we're
going to have a war with Hitler.
Okay.
Because Hitler occupied everything except Yugoslavia was still free.
Okay.
And then he marched in Yugoslavia and took it over in over a week. Oh my God, Mostar.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Oh, that's my hometown.
No.
No, Trapina, near. Very close.
But wait, now, I thought you said you were raised in Nice.
In Nice.
But this is also your hometown?
Sure, and I'm born in here.
You were born by there? Where?
Chapian. It's not on...
How do you spell it?
It's a big, big place.
How do you spell it?
Chapina.
Chapnia?
Chaplina.
Chaplina.
No, not here.
Okay.
No, I don't think they could.
That was a beautiful place, Mostar.
Great place.
So you were born there, and how old when you moved to Nice?
Oh, I was already in elementary school.
Okay.
So I don't remember. 6 or 7?
Mm-hmm.
You mean like 6th or 7th grade, you mean?
No, 6 or 7 years old, wasn't it? When you...
No, something like that.
Were you old?
And then when the war started in 38, where were you fighting? Were you fighting up here?
No, I was up. No, in the Eastern Front. I was close to the border, La Sutinche
River. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you were defending this border for how long?
not too long. The Germans already was in Bulgaria with them. Full force in Bulgaria and full force on the north side.
So on this side of my Hungary and Romania and Bulgaria.
All Germans.
What year approximately?
1940.
And then when did you get captured?
I was captured in April 8th of 1940.
41.
April 8th of 1941. And did a lot of men in your regiment get killed?
No,
or most of them were captured. Did you surrender?
No. I was surrendered. I just walked direct into the prison.
So, like, but the men in your regiment, did they put up their flag and surrender, or what did they do?
No. It's very hard to explain. This front.
Yep.
Fell apart.
Okay.
And then the single troops, the companies and votes, I don't know how to pronounce the parts of, mm-hmm. of the troops, went directly into the German hands. German was all motorized.
Okay.
We didn't have a motor. We didn't have a trucks.
No vehicles, nothing.
No, none.
So you guys just walked into the Germans' hands because you knew you were going to get killed.
That's right.
Is that right? Okay.
No use, you know, to fight anymore with it because it's cause is completely lost.
Okay. Now, did they have you in a camp, a military prison here, or they took you up to Austria right away?
They took me from here.
Oh, in Germany.
From here in Pyrnik. First time.
Pyrnik? Okay.
Pyrnik,
okay.
I was here for... There was a military camp before in the freedom time.
A military what?
Camp.
Camp, okay.
Yep. And we spent there about 6 days, maybe.
Okay.
And then they took us with a train into the Bulgaria. I don't even make of that. And then we spent on an open grounds for about 7 or 8 days, I don't know, I'm not sure. In an open field.
Okay.
Mud up through here, you know, on the rain. Usually rains, you know, when the military goes someplace. The rain always, I remember. I never have a day I spent dry, completely dry.
Wow.
Boy, the rain was... Country was going apart, everybody, even his God was crying.
Wow.
And then we spent in that place for about 3 days and 3 nights. Mud up to here, you know, you see slowly but surely thousands of people around, thousands.
Thousands of of Serbians, mostly prisoners?
Prisoners.
And then they moved you from there?
And from Bulgaria? They move us more in by Danube River.
By the Danube River, okay.
Yeah, and then they one day and they took us to Romania. Romania.
Okay.
And almost by the Black Sea.
Almost by the Black Sea.
Close to Black Sea.
Okay.
And then we saw the German troops. Getting ready to go to Russia.
Okay.
The first inclination, they knew right away they want to have a war with Russia.
Which Russia?
And then not a couple of days after that started all that expedition of Hitler's into Russia.
Now, were you at a prison or just like a makeshift camp or
in prison?
In Romania, there was a prison.
Prison, yeah. That's already was camp. Oh, the German was organized absolutely never what.
And do you remember the name of the prison?
Turno Margarella.
Turno Margarella?
Mm-hmm.
In Romania.
In Romania.
And how long were you in that prison?
Oh, not too long. There was a kind of like camp established only for bringing down the prisoners together from different area. And then when they have enough, when they put in all train to for Germany.
Transport to Germany.
Yeah, transport to Germany.
So you think you were there for a month or 2 months or?
No, not. I think 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks.
Two or three weeks. And how did you feel about them going to war with Russia? Were you thinking the Russians were going to beat them, or were you nervous?
Oh yeah, they against Russia. They was conquering us already, and this is the only hope the Russians will do something.
Did you think that the Americans were going to get into the war?
Oh yes.
You did think they were going to.
He was waiting for that.
You were.
Oh yeah, absolutely. There was an open book for us that the American will come into the war sooner or later, which was really happened.
And you thought that if the Americans came, you felt there'd be some hope, like World War One.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, big hope. Biggest yet.
Biggest yet. So first the Russians, and then you were hoping the Americans. And then how did the Germans treat you here in these camps?
In this camp was pretty good, because you can see this is not permanency.
Okay.
In a camp. Every day was they were bringing, I don't know if you like to listen to that, the horses who was horses must be 50 or 60 years old to feed us. And then they were butchering in there right in the middle of the people watching.
So they were killing the horses in front of you. They were butchering the horses to feed you.
And then they were good. Not bad. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what
you don't have anything to eat, yes.
And then from that point, from Romania, we were transferred to Germany, of course.
And then where in Germany did you go?
First, it was in Nuremberg.
Nuremberg?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then second.
2 years.
Second 2 years in Hammelburg.
Hammelburg?
Yeah. That's the central Germany, 2 days.
And it was a prison camp outside of Hammelburg.
Mm-hmm.
Hammelburg.
What is it?
Hammelburg.
Okay.
H-A-M-M-E-L.
Okay, Berg.
U-R-G.
Okay, and how did they treat you in those two prison camps?
Oh, well, in the camp, we was having soup. It was a food of the day, every day.
Were you starving all the time?
No, not starving. I can say that, no. You can have a soup, you can drink, you can eat. you can drink soup. Eat every day.
Soup, every day.
Mm-hmm.
So were you hungry every day or not really?
Not really hungry, but you can eat something, salad, you know.
Okay.
You like to have a salad food, which we didn't have a piece of bread. Those German, I don't know. There was a German bread, black, in a form of like a brick. Oh, absolutely look like a brick. If you look at the side, you think there's a brick. They hold a group of bread on the side of the barrack.
Mm-hmm.
Where they were having that food for us. And then if in the beginning it was 16 guys on a loaf of bread, 16 people. How are you going to divide that? Boy, there was hungry eyes watching you know.
To make sure you didn't take too big of a piece.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, not Bordeaux. And then pretty soon, the ingenuity of the people, you know, what do you call it?
The scale.
Pretty scale. original scale built up by the prisoner. From nothing.
So they wanted you to weigh the bread to make sure it was equal.
Don't eat too much. Not even that. Oh boy, it was a sickening day. My God, it was sickening. Oh, terrible. When somebody is hungry, you know, don't give me too much him or too small to me. Oh, no. And then there was always the first product of the prisoner, those scales.
The scales, yep.
Yeah. And then we got moved into barracks in Nuremberg, 100 people in one barrack. It was a little bit too much.
100 people in one bear. Did you sleep on like wood slats?
Yes, I was sleeping on the third floor.
On the third level.
1, 2, 3 in each box.
No mattress.
No mattress. Wooden mattress, yes, that thick.
Okay.
Oh boy. You first few days you find you making your base, you know, to find where you put the arm and shoulder, and I'm sorry, to find to sleep, and then as soon as they turn the lights off, the visitors coming in their face, they picking.
So you didn't know what would happen to you if you went back to the communist regime?
That's right.
Okay.
And then we stay in Austria.
At the border?
At the border for 3 weeks, four weeks. Then pull us in more central Austria.
To St. John's.
He landed in St. Johann.
St. Johann.
And St. Johann is where he landed. But now, where on the border of Austria were you for 3 or 4 weeks?
It was close with Koroska.
Koroska? Like up here somewhere.
Right. No, close it.
Over on this board. Yeah. Oh, here. Mm-hmm. Klagenfurt?
Yeah, something like that. Close.
Klagenfurt. Mm-hmm. So you were in that area, and then you flew to St. Johann.
Yeah.
Johann.
So was pretty fair.
Uh-huh.
Not bad. They don't have much to do, you know. We know what we can do, nothing.
Did they make you work?
No. Yes. And those who are was an officer, they can go to work if they wanted.
They could. What kind of work?
Field work.
Field work.
Harvest.
Okay, harvest. But you didn't have to work if you didn't want to?
No, officer don't have to work. By the convention. Mm-hmm.
But the what?
Convention.
The Geneva Convention is that officers do not need to work.
Yeah.
And did they follow the Geneva Convention for the most part?
Yes.
They did.
That is really a surprise for all of us.
Wow. So then, when did you go to Austria?
After we liberated, we came to St. Paul.
Not right away,
but we was having the same camp. Well, of course, now liberated. I think it was about three and a half months.
Okay, now wait. So you were in Hammelsburg when you were liberated.
Yes.
And when was that?
It was in 1945.
April 45, when Hitler died, you were liberated. And then you stayed there for a while?
Yeah, we stayed. You know, the railroad and communication was Absolutely destroyed.
Destroyed, okay.
No movement.
Okay.
We needed all train.
Okay.
And so we stayed another 2-3 months.
2-3 months?
Mm-hmm.
And then you went to Austria.
We
met in July, I think.
Of 47.
Yeah.
And when did you get married?
The next July.
July of 48. And so then you were married for more than a year.
Yeah.
And were you living with? Were you living in the camp, or were you living
in
the
camp?
Oh yeah.
We had
a
home to ourselves.
Yeah. She was a member of the camp.
So they would allow husband and wives to live in the camp.
Lots of them there.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the women were Austrian.
Austrians, and weren't there some Germans too?
So in Germany, yeah.
And did some of the women come from Serbia too?
Some did. Mm-hmm.
Boy. When was your lowest point, when you thought it was not looking good, you were not sure you were going to make it? When was your lowest
1941.
Point?
1941.
When you got in there?
Oh, sure. You know, Yugoslavia didn't prepare for any war in the first place.
Okay.
And Germany was just, Hitler was making Germany more stronger and stronger militarily.
Mm-hmm.
And well, he was already in Czechoslovakia, on Poland, and Austria, in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Only Yugoslavia was still free in Greece.
In Greece.
In Europe.
Yep.
In the time. Italy and Germany was allies, and they was conquering all Europe.
Okay.
No, now Yugoslavia and Greece was only remaining free country yet. And Hitler was one day attacked Yugoslavia. Not that we wanted that, but that happened. He took Yugoslavia overnight, as they say.
Overnight,
no,
really?
No. A few days.
But
looks like overnight. And in Greece in the same time, same move.
The same, okay.
Because they are adjoining to each other. And then I was captured the German thought came to, after war started, about 8 days after war.
Okay, wait a minute. So I didn't realize that. You were captured 8 days into the war?
No, I was captured here, 1941. I was captured on April 8, 1941. So that will be 8 or 10 days. Sure.
So I didn't understand that. So you were fighting along that border.
The German army was all motorized.
Was almost what?
Motorized.
Motorized, got it.
And they were moving like a, you know how, west.
Yeah.
And poor Yugoslavia was completely surprised and then conquered in no time. And then he was under the rule of Nazis for the duration of the rest of the war. 1945. I become captured or went in. Hmm?
You become a prisoner of war.
Prisoner of war, about 8th of April, about 8 days after the war started.
So you were a prisoner of war the whole time?
Whole time, yeah.
Now, why did Yugoslavia, they didn't think that Hitler, I mean, didn't they realize that all the other countries were taken and they were going to be invaded?
Oh, yeah, Yugoslavia, we knew what would happen because we didn't have forces ready for war, this kind of war as Hitler was using it.
Yep.
And then his troops was going motorized and moving fast.
Yeah.
Not sitting for one place for days and preparing something offensive or anything. They weren't like from
from Fargo to Jamestown in couple of hours. So that was nothing. And naturally, they was coming into Yugoslavia with force and capturing Yugoslavia in, it was 8 days. The whole country was under the rule of Nazis.
Wow.
Including Greece.
Including Greece. Okay, and I think I remember reading that. Mm-hmm. So, before Hitler invaded Yugoslavia, was the Yugoslavian government, did they think that Hitler was going to invade and they just weren't prepared? They knew that?
I think not only government, but the people knew when the Hitler conquered all the Europe, except Yugoslavia and Greece, still free.
Free?
He knew right away that he is not going to stop that. He is going to conquer Yugoslavia and Greece.
Okay.
And finish them with Europe. Because he wanted to go to the North Africa.
Yep.
He wanted to get the shortest way from Europe to Africa is from Greece to Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, he finished that, and then he turned one of his forces to Stalingrad, way in Russia, mm-hmm. South Russia. And he was under the rule of Nazis for duration of the war to 1945. But I was captured in 1941 and brought in Germany.
In 42, you said, was
in
it?
In 1941.
Okay, you told me, and I forgot. I didn't realize that so quickly. Okay.
Yeah, and then when I was sitting, actually, when when I became a prisoner, and they took me in Bulgaria and Romania, and then to the Romania to Austria, Hungary and Austria, and then to Germany in permanent camp, Nuremberg, and then 2 years in Hamburg, which is from Nuremberg about 300 miles northwest.
Northwest,
northwest from Nuremberg.
Okay.
And then we was another 2 years of there in that Hamburg, which we was liberated by United States Army. And then I stay in a camp for another almost year because railroad and communication was broken during the war, and we stay in camp. We was free to go to walk around and whatever. But no transportation. And we can use no train, no car, no truck, nothing. Nothing was destroyed.
Yeah. Did you tell Stephanie that General Patton is the one that?
Sin's son.
His son.
Patton.
Son-in-law
was in the same camp, POW with me, in the same camp. Almost in the same barrack, except.
And what was he like?
He was young.
He was in the American camp.
In the American part of young man, like officers,
okay.
Officer, lieutenant. Like to me, everybody looked the same.
All the Americans looked the same.
And Patton came with his tanks.
Yeah.
The camp.
One day, during the prison camp, one detail of Americans, we saw, they show up on the horizon. You were thinking, my gosh, Kakoto, everybody knew where the front was. This is impossible for one to travel hundreds and hundreds of miles to come to our camps. And that was a detail of cowboys Americans we call them cowboys, came down in the camp, broke those wired in around the camp, come in and took all Americans prisoner with them out. They wanted to go back in the, they make a mistake, or those guys was no. How many can take it? The 5-6 men, you know, then get sit in the top
on the tank.
Tank and then go back.
But this was after the camp had already been freed, you're saying?
No.
The first time it had been freed?
No, during the war.
During the war?
Oh, yeah.
Toward the end of the war.
Toward the end of the war, so an American, you know, this was
toward the end.
Patton's.
Yeah, American.
Patton's group.
Came to the camp and took 5 or 6 Americans?
Oh, no, more than that.
No, I think. The Americans was in the river rain.
Slow down.
In the rain. And then they broke through pretty fast, and after they marched through the if I look on maps, you know, I can do that better. They broke the about 300 miles
okay.
into the Germany, and came to our camp on the. I think it was, again, 8th of April.
Of 1945.
After 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah. In 45.
Yeah.
And then we were liberated in our camp, and they go further east, you know, in Austria, in Vienna, in Berlin, and so forth. And then he was liberated, but we stay in camp for another almost 4 years, because the...
No, 1 year.
No.
In Germany.
In Germany, yes. But we can go any place out, because the railroad and communication was broken so badly, nobody can move any place.
Okay.
Mark Camp was about 3,000 men.
Wow.
All officers.
Wow.
Absolutely unbelievable.
3,000 of Europeans and Americans.
Yugoslavs.
Yugoslavs. So they kept them all by country together?
Oh, yeah.
Had all kinds there, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. In the beginning was Turks and Belgian and Hollander and Norwegian and Turks and Greeks and Egyptian. I knew everyone nation up there.
And lots of Americans.
Only a few Americans, yeah. And then, now I don't know where I was.
Well, so, when you were liberated, then you stayed one more year in Germany, right?
Well, yeah, we stayed one more year in the same camp, under the same audition. Except kitchen is much better.
Yes, I'm sure it was.
We was going into town.
How far was town from the camp?
Only about 3 miles.
So you'd have a long walk.
Mm-hmm. Down the hill. There's hard work coming back in. You got to walk hill, steep hill. And then we require all places where they was selling meat and in other products.
Mm-hmm.
And then our kitchen was much better with our cooks.
And you had your freedom.
Yeah. Freedom, and he was walking around. Anyway, I stayed another year up there because of those communication was broken. And then after the first went from camp to first I forgot, man.
In Austria, you went to, after a year, you went to Austria? Or another place in Germany?
Then we went to Austria with the train, and then we went through the tunnel, Mannlitz.
Uh-huh.
Malnice. And then we stayed at overnight on the open sky. I was sleeping in the grass. And how we cut cockroaches over? We
How
did he slow down? Slumbery, says the slumber.
Oh, hay,
yeah. You were sleeping in hay, or on the grass, or wherever. And then in the morning, we on the English zone, because Austria was separated in four zones.
Yeah, we had Americans, English, French, and the Russians.
Russia.
Occupying
Four separate zones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he was an American zone. There was luck. So the next day, he was back with the train and came to Salzburg. And that's what we stayed.
Well, the reason you went to Malnitz, that was the border before you moved into Yugoslavia. You got to tell Stephanie that, why you didn't go further.
We stopped Malnitz, the town before Yugoslavia, and we decided not to go back.
The whole train was just Serbian officers.
Just full train officers.
Because you were worried about your safety.
Not only that, he was thinking politically, if he do that, to deny going back to our country, which is under communistic rule. And that was the main reason, really. Not politically, but really. Nobody wants to go back
to communistic country.
So you didn't want to support them, you didn't want to go back to the communistic rule.
That's right.
So all of the officers got off the train?
Oh, yes. Everyone come back in the Salzburg.
This is, what's it called, Makritz? What was it called, the town?
Malnitz.
Now, this is close to where you lived?
No, Malnitz is just before the border of Austria into Yugoslavia. And then they went back and arrived. You arrived in Salzburg or in Holland?
We were in Salzburg, but from Salzburg we went back in St. Johann. And then that's the town.
In St. John, it's called St. Johann, which means St. John.
John.
During the war, when Hitler overran Austria, he had that change because St. John, he didn't like religious names, so it was called Mark Bongau.
You arrived in St. Johann?
In St. Johann. Mm-hmm. What day do you remember?
46.
Must have been 46.
In the spring of 46. Mm-hmm. And then we came to St. Johann, and everybody went out of the train. We left the train empty on the tracks. And then we moved, in St. Johann was a camp.
The garrison.
Mm-hmm.
The army.
We move in that garrison now. All the barracks were ready for us.
And they were empty, you're saying?
Empty, absolutely.
Yeah, because the Austrian army was dissolved.
Okay.
After the war.
And then we moved in the quarters up there, and then we stayed for a long time.
Well, till 1949.
That's a long time. Now, was it frustrating or angry that you were in the camps for so long, or were you just so relieved to be out of the...
No longer
a prisoner?
Of course we'd be like... Then there is a Yugoslavia right across. But we say that. So close, And we won't go home because Yugoslavia was under communism. Tito,
Mm-hmm.
And then... We don't want to throw one dictatorship go into another one. And then we protested, and every press was all talking about a bunch of Yugoslavian officers
refused to go in Yugoslavia because Yugoslavia is under communism and they want to be living in a democratic country and in the democratic government. Well, that little outing was for Islam.
Wow.
Communist was also strong in the Yugoslavia at the time. Nobody can move it. Not untouchable.
When you said that General Patton came to your camp in Germany, what time frame was that? When was that? In 44?
His son was a prisoner.
Yes.
In the same camp.
His son-in-law.
And then
son-in-law, sir.
Son-in-law.
Uh-huh.
He was a prisoner in there. And one afternoon, sunset. Yeah, I remember pretty good. The detail of Americans, I think it was 12 or 14 guys.
Okay.
In uniform, came down this hill through the wire, through the old wire.
They just drove over it with their tanks, or?
No. They cut it.
They cut it open.
Open. And the tanks were staying way up on the hill.
The hills.
And, they came in and they're naturally we was waiting, we were celebrating. Those guys came open the fire. The guard around the camp left. They were scared. They just left.
So all the Americans left out of the camp at that time, some of them?
Just some.
Okay.
Well, did he take his son-in-law?
Well, yeah, sure.
He took him?
Yeah.
But he was recaptured later, wasn't he?
Yeah, later.
A lot of them were recaptured.
They were recaptured later.
But they was pulling through the back to go to
front. German lines.
You know, they was on the foot. And have to walk. No transportation. And majority is captured again. And brought back again. Boy, they was mauled and beaten up and tired. And
but then it didn't take long before the Americans came through completely.
So was this my
stick.
That happens all the time when I just jump.
Okay. So, when General Patton and they came and took the Americans, was that a couple months before April of 45?
Oh, no, that wasn't that long. Mm. Wasn't it just before the rest of them came?
Like, so maybe just in March or something, a few weeks before.
There was just an episode.
Okay.
In the
Well, Patton was kind of
their
devil.
Yes. But there's a unit Patton's men came to that camp.
Yeah.
To get Patton's son-in-law out, and with them few hours. Next day they came back. The German came back in.
And how long before the rest of the Americans came? Do you remember?
Wasn't
that long.
You mean the liberation?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, then it was a long. There was April 8th.
Yeah, I know, but the Patton must have come a couple of days before.
Is it a couple of days? A couple of weeks?
Oh, no. They came. 4 days after they came,
got
they left.
It.
They was caught someplace during the day back to freedom.
But 4 days after Patton came, then the liberators came to get you guys liberated.
Yeah.
So you knew when you saw them, obviously, that the prospects were very good.
the service of hearing the ears. Somebody always knew what's going on. You know what? In the camp, and the
the floor of a barrack. There was a little radio station.
Radio
was? Radio Prievnik.
And you guys had it hidden under
oh,
there?
Oh, sure.
So and, you heard things.
And already, guys who was sitting down there, listening all the time, well, usually thought that the small station would put the ears back and listening. In the guy sit there, what is it? He tells him right away, or he ran out and tell the rest of couple of guys in about 15, 20 minutes, all camp knows.
Everybody knows. So the camp, you guys knew when things were starting to look much better
for
the Allies.
Yes.
We knew that.
Yes, sure.
So that must have been very encouraging.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Because the first couple of years, you probably didn't think that Hitler was going to lose,
no,
did
no,
you?
No, the first couple of years was just pathetic. Just terrible. Just terrible in food and everything else. Especially bed bugs.
The bed. Oh, you told me about the bed bugs were terrible.
You especially during the night. My gosh! As soon as they turn the lights off, the Germans don't turn the lights off. They start ticketing kind of like airplane. And the whole night you can hear.
And they would bite you, or they would just bug you? Did they actually bite you?
Bite you?
Oh, they bite.
Oh, sure. Bite, and they was full of blood.
Uh-huh.
And all night you hear this. And then somebody say something. Bad words. You know, you get swearing on.
And in the winter, did they survive the bed bugs? In the winter, too?
Same thing. You sleep like that with a knee in a beard. You can put a finger through the wall of the barrack.
You put your finger through the wall
because
it was so cold.
Cold.
No, did you have a blanket?
Blanket. You can if you want to cover the top. Then the legs are out.
So it was a small little blanket.
Yeah. If you cover the legs, then he knows, she knows. When I slept with my knees in my beard.
When we first were married,
he slept like that.
Slavko slept in a fetal position, and I either had his legs in my stomach or on the back, because you know he slept like this, and it took him a while. Before he,
a couple of years before he was...
No, I don't think a couple of years, but I bet you it took you a year before he was comfortable in bed sleeping.
Wow.
More than the really, really bad. Oh, jeez. In the barrack, they was giving us one pail. Pail, you know pail.
A pail?
Mm-hmm. Or for the course, for 24 hours.
For the what?
For heating.
Coals, that's it? Coals. One pail of coals?
Coals for the heating.
Oh my God.
A day. And you know, you see that cold. I feel that on my back now when I breathe to talk about that. Oof. And then plus those guys' pickets for you bugs. Big bed bugs.
Wow.
And then after a while, the old bed stink and the bug.
Yeah, they stink, the bed bugs, they stink.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a certain smell.
And no, you can't take showers at all, or did you get a shower?
Oh, shower once in a while. Maybe one in 3 months. 3 months.
Really?
Once. And the shower was way out of camps. And they round that group of maybe 50 guys, and then they walk up there and shower, and we shower.
So everybody smelled.
That's all, every 3 months.
Wow. And were there any women in the camp at all?
No.
No women at all?
No. The woman was going by, you know, once in a while, by our camp. They was having another camp for women. I don't know how far it was from us.
I think at that time they didn't have many women in
the military. No,
not
at all.
None at all.
No, but I mean the internees.
Internees,
yeah. The into what?
Mostly internees.
The internees.
What's that?
They were interned, for instance, like Jews.
Oh, yes, yes, yes,
yeah,
got it.
Jews or enemy of the Nazisten.
Enemy of the system.
Mm-hmm. Now, who, did you have a guard that was really nice to you? Did you have a favorite guard that was really nice?
No.
No?
No,
guard. I mean, wasn't there any guard that was a little bit nicer?
No, you guys were, you know, you remember Kaksesvau, like, how was the name of
Hogan's Heroes.
Ben Schultz.
Yes.
We did have that on our camp. It's exactly a replica of the Schultz.
So the guards were like him?
That guy. Yeah. In our Jan was Schultz, he was just great. You give him one cigarette, he sits with us and speaks German. Ah, he was a Rome's guy. Fat one. And he joked with him and he was happy guy.
So he was nice.
He was nice, absolutely nice.
And what was his name? Do you remember?
No.
And the rest of them, they were, most of them were okay, or did you have a few mean ones?
We was one was a man who was in from Bosnia. He was Muslim and spoke in Serbian pretty good. He was kind of. On the strong side.
He was a guard, you mean?
Guard.
He was a guard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in German army in the time, everybody was serving.
They were?
Practically everybody.
Wait a minute, so they had Serbians that were in the German army?
No, Serbs. But
they were serving, he said. Serving.
What do you mean by that? Like
they were serving in the army.
Yeah. Oh, got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he was not bad. What can I say? He was doing that what he has to do.
Yep.
And we understand that. Except one was mean creature, one first lieutenant or second first lieutenant. He was... He came in a cab for three hours over midnight, after midnight, and woke up everybody, no shoes, no nothing, and uphill.
He woke up everybody who didn't have shoes.
Yeah, no.
No. He woke everybody and
made them go outside.
They had to go outside without shoes on.
Uphill.
Calling everybody, you know.
He did this every night, or
no, not every night, but once. He was nasty. He was mean creature.
And he made you stand out in the snow with shoes. No shoes,
and then you don't dare to move. They shoot right away.
Did they really?
Oh, sure.
Oh, so they just shot somebody for moving.
Do I remember to see the prisoner? As soon as you hear the sirens, you better be in the barrack right now. Nobody just kept his death. Nobody on the street, in the camp, everything is hidden in the barrack. Yeah, guy hidden, he was having problems with ears. Didn't hear, you know, and just one step before he goes in the barrack, guy from the outside shoot him.
Aww.
Right in death.
Oh, how horrible for you to all experience that. Were there a lot of prisoners that were killed while you were there?
Under the circumstances, yes. Otherwise, no. Number, no. I would say no. But under the situation, they should be killed. But order is orders, I suppose.
So were there like a couple a week that were killed, or a couple a month, or?
I don't know. The camp was huge, to tell you. We was having 8 blocks. And each block was about 50 barracks.
Wow.
Then there was a place where Hitler was having his Congress.
His what?
Congress?
Party roundup.
Or party meeting, or?
In Nuremberg.
Okay.
And then that's what we moved as a prisoners in that place. At least for a time he was feeding the bed bugs. And then 2 years, there was a bad day.
So Nuremberg was your first 2 years, and that was much worse than Hamburg.
And then
Hamburg. And Hamburg was a better circumstances, or was it because you had more hope?
The barracks were better.
The barracks were better.
Mm-hmm.
Were they
and
warmer?
Then, not only barracks was half of camp was material.
Wood?
No. Plaster.
Okay.
Barracks okay, and then. He for the wooden barracks, there was a new model.
Okay.
Better. Newest.
And then you also got the Red Cross food.
In the better food. Food.
Okay.
I don't know, supply was much better from Würzburg. Mm-hmm. This was Nuremberg, it's a big city. Probably the whole food goes to city, and the junk food goes to camp.
Okay.
Anyway, second 2 years was much better in Hamburg.
Did you have bed bugs in Hamburg?
Yeah, there were
bed bugs.
Oh yes, all over.
But it was warmer inside.
Warmer inside. Half a camp was a salad.
Okay.
Salad buildings.
And were the guards nicer or not necessarily?
No. Same one.
Same ones. Okay, but you had better food.
Better food, a little bit better.
And the Red Cross brought it every day or once a week?
No, not Red Cross. Packages.
Packages. Yeah, he received the small packages, and each prisoner. And then you have a pack of cigarettes, and then. A package of cakes.
Cookies. Cookies.
Cookies?
Cookies.
Or crackers.
No, cakes. Cakes.
Yeah.
Like a tablet.
Crackers?
Cakes, yeah, hard cakes. You got to put in the water, to be able to
bite. Oh, it's like crackers?
Like a hard cracker?
Hard crackers.
Okay.
Very hard.
Okay.
You can take a
hammer.
And then that was.
So cigarettes and crackers.
Cigarette crackers.
You can get some chocolate.
Chocolate.
Too.
Small chocolate of this white. And then that's it.
Did everybody smoke there?
Not everybody, but everybody did start smoking.
Because it was what else do you do? Wow. So, you go ahead. You were going to say something.
Oh, yeah. During the day, I was doing that. I get out of my barrack, and then I walk to the camp, 6 lanes of barracks, lots of room for walking. That's what I was doing all day, practically every day.
In Hamburg.
In both camps.
Really? Now, you had the choice to work if you wanted to.
If you wanted.
But you prefer to just walk all day
officers
long.
Officers don't have
the Geneva Convention.
Yeah.
So that was a good stress release for you, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
And you stayed in good shape.
Some of the guys, they went to work. I don't blame anybody. But when they say you work for
German army, you know.
So that's what they, what kind of work did they do for the German army? They went to the munitions plants or where?
No, they was working in inside the, in what's the name town, yes? I'm asking you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
They was working in private house, private business. Private businesses. You see, local people up there. It's no chance to escape.
There was no chance.
No, no.
Because they kept a close eye on them.
No, they keep eyeing on you. You know how. Oh man.
Now, let's say a prisoner went to go work at a local business. Would they stay in that town?
No.
Or they went back every day and back and forth to camp.
Every day. He's responsible, you know. If I have a business and I have two or three prisoners, I got to watch them all day.
You had to watch them.
Yeah, I'm responsible for them.
Okay.
Because when the German officers came in to pick you up, you better be on the wall.
Or the business owner gets in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now when you were at the Nuremberg camp and the Hammelburg camp, did anybody ever successfully escape?
Yes.
Wait, tell me about that.
I know one Lieutenant Colonel.
Lieutenant Colonel?
Mm-hmm. He escaped from Hammelburg. He was preparing himself for over 6 months.
Okay.
For these 6 months, he was saving sugar.
Okay.
For the time to get when he's out, because
he was saving sugar.
Oh yeah, saving sugar.
That's awesome, Fina,
and then
thank you.
Saving a little bit of that cats.
The crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was easy to put in the pocket.
Thank you. Okay.
And then he was training to the camp, running and training. And he was supporting him with the food every day, one or two spoons every gut in the barrack. Putting his plate.
Okay, so everybody knew that he was trying to escape?
Yes,
in the barrack, in just the one barrack or in all the barracks?
No. I don't know what was happening in other barracks.
But in your barrack, you all knew.
But I'm sure from the other barrack was the same thing.
Now, he was in your barrack,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And so people would give him food to help him?
Sure. To have a snap.
So he'd be strong.
To get stronger, otherwise no chance to get out.
Mm-hmm.
No, and that's what was the our regular diet.
Mm-hmm.
No chance to go. I remember I walk maybe 50 feet. I have to stop because I couldn't move. Tired.
Not enough food, not enough sustenance.
No power. No
strength.
I don't have anything.
So for 6 months he was getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did he do to escape? How did he escape?
They said, all people in the barrack supporting him.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of us was giving one spoon of our food to his savings.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to put in his pockets in a plastic bag.
Mm-hmm.
And every day. And then he was training to see how the guard outside the fence walks.
Watching them.
Yeah, that in a second.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the guys who go with him to cut the wire through. And then said, oh, that's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wires. And six rows.
They cut them.
Yeah.
So how wide was this about? Oh,
little bit, you know how there's wire. Mm-hmm. You cut it in one place, or on the top, on the bottom, and move it on the side.
Okay.
And the hole is right there. And you go in and cut it again.
Okay.
And cut it.
So how did they cut it the night before he escaped. Or many days before he escaped?
No, same day.
Same day?
Same night.
So you mean six guys went out there to help him?
Yeah.
But they did not escape?
No.
And they cut the wire, he ran out, mm-hmm. And did the guards see him?
No. If the guards see him, he's done.
He would have been shot. So the six men made it back to the barracks, they didn't get killed?
No.
And when did the guards find out that he was missing?
So the next day, or days afterward. You know, they count every day.
Yep.
An appel.
Okay.
And then, of course, in the barrack, one is missing. You know, the guy who is to stand to the empty spot, he moved, you know, and the officer count.
They did it so that he didn't know right away.
No. And then, they get mad, I tell you.
So you guys really worked as a team.
Oh, sure. That's the only way.
And you weren't afraid. You wanted to see, give this man a gift and try to get away with something,
sure.
Obviously.
Sure. He was saving, I don't know what to say, every day. So everybody was spoon. Or full of sugar in a little plastic bag.
Oh, that my God.
He can have a sugar when he's out.
So did you ever find out if he made it, safely?
Yeah, mostly made. Mostly Pardon? Made it.
You think he made it?
Those who didn't make it came back to the camp and back in the, Bukhara.
Yeah, in the lockup.
In lockup.
So?
In a prison. Yeah. prison.
So, he never came back. So no. You think he made it okay?
Oh, so yeah, I say six of them, I know they made it in Switzerland.
So he wasn't the only one, you're saying?
No.
After he escaped, did other people go out that same end, the same exit?
Oh yeah, we. You get that wire and then you put it in a place.
Put it back.
Where the cup was close to you can see that.
So he escaped, and then how long before the next person escaped out of there? Was it a long time?
A long time.
So they spread them out.
Because next day when they count and find out, maybe they was alert right away. And they were
watching you
putting,
much closer.
Putting guards.
But they didn't know how he got out, though, you're saying.
No, they don't know.
They didn't find the cutting
before,
in the wall.
Before they take long time to find out. That's a lot of wire around camp. Oh.
And the six other men that got out, were they the same men that went and helped him that night to cut the wire,
no,
or not necessarily?
Don't have to be, but the same men.
And there were other ones that tried that got caught?
Some made it. You know, luck.
Did you think about escaping?
Oh, sure.
Everybody did?
Everybody did.
And you just thought it was too foolish?
I think I was. I was on the right side.
No, plus he had his uncle, who was in prison with him, and he wouldn't leave uncle alone.
I forgot your uncle was with you, mm-hmm. And he was older than you.
Oh yeah, quite a bit.
Okay. Now I forgot. Did you say you had any brothers or sisters, or were you the only child?
Sister.
And what happened to her?
she died 4 years ago.
Is it 4 years now?
But was she in Yugoslavia during the whole time?
Yeah.
With the mother.
And could you have any communications with them after you were freed?
Just write letter.
a letter.
So after you were freed, after 45, you could send them letters? You could.
Well, even did you send them letters during the war?
Even during the war, during the prison camp.
Oh, you could send them letters.
Oh, yeah, I can send them. They didn't arrive.
He couldn't write anything
important.
Nothing. Practically nothing. They checked every letter.
And were you able to receive letters from your mother and your sister?
Yes, one letter.
One letter.
That's all.
So they probably kept some letters and didn't let them get through.
I suppose. And then was it half a letter was blackout out with the pen
that you got from your mother?
Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was blacked out. I suppose anything that mother wanted to report what's going on there.
They took it out.
Yeah.
Then that's sad.
Very sad. So your sister was younger than you?
Oh, yes.
How much younger?
6 years, wasn't it?
6 years, I think.
So wasn't that hard for you to be separated from her?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. She was a pretty good girl.
And his mother was a lovely person.
And your dad died when you were young, or...?
I hardly remember him.
How old were you when your dad died?
I think I was three.